Thanks for listening to Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. With the pandemic, protest, and school reopening, it can be difficult to remember that there's an election coming up, the primary on August 18th and general election on November 3rd. KYUK has partnered with Alaska Federation of Natives co-chair Anna Hoffman to bring you more information on how to cast your vote.
Thank you, Anna Rose and KYUK, for inviting us to participate and share some information with the listening audience today. Again, my name is Anna Hoffman. I serve as a co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives. One of AFN's priorities is getting out the Native vote and promoting awareness of elections, fostering political engagement, and encouraging participation in civic duty. In Alaska, the Lieutenant Governor's Office is responsible for overseeing elections for the state, and 2020 is a busy election year. The primary election is on August 18, and the general election is on November 3rd. Today, we have Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer here to talk about the upcoming election and what we can expect to see in the weeks and months ahead. Welcome, Lieutenant Governor.
Thank you, Anna, and thank you, Anna Rose, as well, for having me this morning.
We're glad you're here with us. We want to get some information out to the KYUK audience. 2020 is a very unique election season because we are also dealing with a global health pandemic, and we have been practicing social distancing and reducing our interactions with other people. To that end, we want to make sure that people know there are ways to cast their ballots safely and securely. So let's talk about that a little bit more. Lieutenant Governor Meyer, can you describe the different ways people can vote in the upcoming election? I've heard about early voting and absentee voting and vote by mail. Are these the same or are they different?
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a great question, Anna. And first of all, I apologize. Let me introduce myself a little bit. As the Lieutenant Governor, I also serve as the Secretary of State for the state of Alaska. Some states, these are separate positions, the Lieutenant Governor and the Secretary of State, but in Alaska, it's combined. And as Secretary of State and as Lieutenant Governor, I oversee elections, and we do have a very good elections staff. Many of them have been doing this for some time. In your area in particular, the regional supervisor is out of Nome, and her name is Angelique Horton. But so, yes, we have three options of voting. We have the absentee voting, which is very popular this year because a lot of people don't want to get out in person, either to early vote, and we do have early voting sites there in the region. And so you can either vote early, you can vote in person, or you can vote absentee. But each one takes a lot of people to staff those various options. That's one of the reasons why I'm on the show today, is to try to encourage people to help us out and to sign up to be an election worker.
Okay. So with absentee voting, how does a person participate or request a ballot?
Well, there are several ways. Easiest is to just go to Division of Elections website, or you can just go to the state homepage and click on the Lieutenant Governor, and then Division of Elections will come up, and then you just hit the absentee ballot and fill it out online, and then you're done. Or you can print it out and fill it out and then fax it back in. Or you can always just call the Division of Elections themselves, and they'll send it to you. And there's a couple numbers there. 907-465-4611 is the main number for Division of Elections. But again, the regional supervisor in Nome, her phone number is 443-5285. And again, if people forget all those numbers, just call my office. I'm thinking too, a lot of people may get the absentee ballot applications in the mail. We have sent it out to everyone over age 65 because we knew that was a group that was vulnerable to this virus and may want to stay home. But also, I've now been told that both the Democrat and the Republican Party is also going to be sending it out to folks. And they're not only going to send it to folks in their party, but also those who are nonpartisan and undeclared. So people may get it in the mail. And also I've heard some legislators are sending it out to their constituents. So already get an application for an absentee ballot. But if you don't, I hope you will go online or call us and we'll be more than happy to get it to you.
Okay. And with the mail-in ballot, do they have to be postmarked by a certain date or do they have to be received by a certain date?
Yeah, they have to be postmarked August 18th. If it's postmarked August 18th or earlier, then yes, then that's acceptable. And that is going to slow up the election results a little bit this year because so many people are voting absentee and we have to wait a week for the mail to get all the ballots to us. So, you know, we always like to declare a winner on election night or the day after, but it may be difficult to do this year.
The voting by mail, is that more secure, less secure, the same secure as voting in person?
I would like to think that they're both very secure. As I mentioned, our absentee ballots do require a witness and they do require a personal identifier as well as the person's signature. So yes, it's a pretty secure process. And of course, you know, voting in person is even more secure because you're actually there and you can actually watch it go into the box. So both methods are secure. And frankly, that's why we haven't gone to like vote by internet because there is some security risk there. And that's why we've stuck with a paper ballot.
So you do feel that paper ballot does provide the security needed in voting by mail?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you talked about a little delay because you do expect to see more people voting by mail, but the count, the election results, always wait for the absentee ballots to be counted in every election before as well. So there may be a little bit of a delay, but it's a delay that we should naturally expect.
Yeah. You know, normally the absentee ballots aren't that big a quantity that it influences election results that much. Unless the election was close, then it certainly can. But this year, we're expecting probably at least four times the normal volume in absentee ballots, just based on what other states have experienced that have already had their primary elections. And yes, I do think it is going to certainly delay the final results, but by statute, we have to certify the election 10 days after election.
That hasn't changed. There's no date. Okay. And that was what I was getting at, is that the election results will be finalized in the same manner that they have in the past. That's good. So we want to continue to encourage people to vote by mail if that is something that they feel more comfortable with. We will still person on election day. So you were talking about the need for poll workers.
Yes. So in Bethel, in particular, there's two precincts. And as I mentioned, each precinct requires at least three people. It'd be nice to have four or five just because it's a very long day and people need breaks. And we are short. I think last count, we still need about four or five people there in Bethel to help us at the polling site. Bethel precinct number two, that I have no workers at this particular time, and I have no one to even do the early vote. So, yeah, we need a good five or six people there for sure. I think precinct number one is got some folks, but like I said, we could always use more. And you do get paid $15 an hour, which I know isn't a lot, but you're helping out your community, you're helping out your state. And some folks, you want the money and they want us to send it to a charity, a food bank or something like that. And we're happy to do that as well. Just let us know. But we do need to get people lined up to work at these locations soon because the 18th is right around the corner. And there is a little bit of training that we need to do prior to that. So I hope we get all sorts of people calling us today saying that they want to help. And again, you can call my office, you can call the Division of Elections and say you want to help, or online, there's a real simple form you just fill out and you can do it all online and it'll take just a few minutes. And basically all we need at this point in time is your name and a phone number so that we can follow up and set up your training.
Great. And are there ways for organizations to get involved and support a successful election?
Yes. Like I said, you have one precinct there where we have nobody. So if an organization said, hey, we want to take over this precinct and we're going to provide you with four or five maybe even six people. The more the better. And then we want all the proceeds to go, because we're going to go ahead and pay these are our employees from our business, our corporation, or maybe they're state employees. So they're going to get paid regardless. So they want this money now to go to a charity or nonprofit of their choice. And again, we can certainly do that.
That's a great way to potentially attract more poll workers and address those areas where you're having trouble filling the positions.
Yeah, we're seeing that again, more so here in Anchorage. Some of the Rotaries are getting involved. They're adopting a precinct, and then they're having all the money go to whatever organization they want.
And if there is an organization here that wants to adopt a precinct, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, same process. They can do it online. Again, going to the Division of Elections website, which is go directly to elections.alaska.gov. That'll take you right to Division of Elections. But as I mentioned, you can call the regional supervisor there, who is in Nome, Angelique. Again, her phone number is 443-5285. Or you can call Division of Elections directly, 465-4611. And as I said previously, if you forget all those numbers, just call me.
Okay. And with the primary election right around the corner here on August 18th, you're hoping to hear those calls this week.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Sooner the better, because it's fast approaching. You know, I think the good thing is that have the primary on the 18th, and then of course the general is November 3rd, and that's when we're going to vote for the president. And so we anticipate probably twice the volume for the general that we'll have for the primary. Unfortunately, only about 30% of the people tend to vote in the primary, but 60% of the registered voters will actually vote in the general. So we're looking for twice the volume general. So whatever mistakes, and hopefully there's none, that we make in the primary, we'll have a little time to adjust for the general election on November 3rd. But we would like whoever signs up to help us on the primary would also be willing to help us on November 3rd.
That sounds good. Lieutenant Governor, do you have any closing comments for us?
I appreciate you guys giving us the time today to make this, to encourage everyone to vote. And we want everyone to vote. And we want voting to be as normal as possible in a year that's very unnormal. But it does take manpower to do this. It does take people to help us to offer all these options. We need people to work at the early voting station, which, by the way, you can start voting early 15 days prior to the election. So, I mean, that's a job that lasts for 2 weeks or 15 days if someone chooses to do that. Or on election day itself, which is tradition and what people are used to doing, we need four or five people at each precinct. And in Bethel alone, we have two precincts, and as well as other areas that may be listening, we need help there as well. So I can't stress that enough. In order to make this work and work successfully and to work as usual, what we're all accustomed to, we're going to need some folks to step up and help.
Well, good. I am glad that we are trying to get the word out to our listening audience, and we do encourage people that are interested in participating and helping us have a successful election to reach out to the Lieutenant Governor's office. So, Qiyana, for taking the time to have this discussion today. I hope the conversation has been helpful to the listeners, and I encourage everyone to participate in the upcoming election. In this country, we have the awesome privilege of being able to vote for our legislators. Let's be sure to enjoy that freedom to the fullest by voting in the upcoming primary and general elections. Qiyana, Lieutenant Governor Meyer, Qiyana, KYUK. This is Anna Hoffman, co-chair of AFN, Doeng Unredok Biochi.